The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Thursday. We feeling good about it being Thursday?
Yeah.
I'm happy with that.
Mm-hmm. It's not a Monday. It's not a Tuesday.
By the way, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. First things first, we got your money. At least your chance to win money. Crazy cash happens every hour. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
All right, listen up, everybody. Enter this nationwide keyword, star, at wild949.com. Star. You got the entire hour to do that. I mean, there'll be a keyword next hour, but this hour you want to enter because we give away $1,000 every single hour.
Good luck. All right, first talk back of the day. Here we go.
Oh my God, this is your buddy Ivan from Newark. And quick question. Do you guys think Chidi would like a blue basket? Or do you guys think she would think it's kind of weird? You know, just asking for a friend.
I would love a blue basket.
I think she would too.
I totally disagree.
What?
Because the idea, you guys love the idea of a boo basket. You get all excited. But anytime a listener shoots their shot at Chidi or does anything, she's like, no. I'm actually not interested in dating anybody right now. I'm not. And then when we talk to her, when somebody's not shooting their shot, and she's like, I'm just trying to find that man, trying to find my man. And then a man steps forward and she's like, actually, no, I'm actually not. I wasn't interested in dating at all. I'm just focusing on myself right now. And I'm not going to, you know, dating's not even a thing I'm thinking about right now.
I agree with that. But I don't think she's going to turn down free gifts.
Okay. Especially a boo basket. You guys, so I'm actually cute. Surprised I haven't seen a lot about boo baskets this year.
Thank
I haven't
God. Either. They're stupid.
No, they're cute.
Stop. A regular basket of candy going out trick-or-treating, that's enough. We don't need to bring more gifts into Halloween.
I thought they were really
sense.
Cute. But remember, I did one for my daughter last year, and I ended up spending way more money than I thought it was going to cost. So I'm fine with like not having to do it.
So you're not doing one?
No.
This year? Okay.
Our kids and loved ones don't need a basket full of assorted junk. We just buy too much crap. Yeah. That's all we do is buy stuff.
But it's if like, somebody wants to do that for someone, why can't they?
We gotta get more
if he
stuff.
Wants to give one to Chidi, do it.
They need more stuff.
340 Townsend Street. She'll be in tomorrow.
Well, we can ask her tomorrow if a boo basket from a listener who has... look, Ivan from Newark has been very persistent. And I respect the play because it took me 7 years to get a yes from my wife to go on a date with me. So you have to play the long game sometimes.
He still has six more years.
20s? Yeah.
But, 20, begging Chidi.
31.
But he's been shooting a shot for a while now, and it hasn't moved Chidi's needle at all. Sorry, Ivan from Newark. Just like Chidi's been shutting it down left and right. So I don't want him to waste his money on a boo basket.
But it's like, what if he's just a good person and wants to do it just to do something nice for somebody? He's not with no expectations.
He has expectations. He has an end goal in mind.
But Graham, what if
the end goal is like just put a smile on her face, like make her happy, make her day.
He's shot at his shot.
But
that doesn't mean
he doesn't want to do nice things for people.
Yeah, and Graham, it took you 7 years. What if after year one, people were telling you the exact same thing that you're saying, like, hey, just cool off, bro. She doesn't want you.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to change your tactic and play hard to get.
Is that what you did?
I don't need you then. Watch me out here.
You didn't do that.
Watch me out here slaying in these streets. I don't think that's going to work.
You were watching her from her window sill.
Yeah, I was.
Let's do a second talk back of the day.
Sure.
Good morning, JV Show.
Morning.
So I've been the listener about 2 years now, and how did I not know about Wild Thoughts until you mentioned it yesterday? I went all the way to the very beginning. I've been listening to JV. It's been awesome. Have a good day, guys.
Okay, a couple things.
Sorry for that filth, by the way.
Yeah, a couple things. Appreciate you listening to our Wild Thoughts podcast. We do a post-show podcast on Tuesdays. If you don't know about it, it's for the 18, maybe 21 and up, maybe 25 and up. Because, yeah, it's stuff we can't usually talk about here on these airwaves. And, love everybody that listens and subscribes to that podcast and follows that and whatever. Awesome. Appreciate your guys' support.
Yes.
Now, if you go all the way back to the beginning, very cool because JV's voice is on there and you get to hear JV, and that's great. But the filthiness factor for that first, I don't know what were we doing that, a couple years? Whatever it was, those episodes. Whew, I'd like to go on record and say, none of that was me. That was all somebody else.
Yeah. We've changed and grown so much. Wasn't me.
Yeah.
But
fake news.
Yeah. And first of all, if you enjoy that, you're sick.
Yeah.
But you guys were the ones saying those things.
But that's why we like you.
But again, that wasn't us. That was AI version. That wasn't me.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
You may have seen the headlines, but over 100 federal agents have been dispatched to the Bay Area. These are people that are part of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and U.S. Customs and Border Protection, excuse me. In other words, ICE agents, 100 of them expected to arrive today to the Coast Guard base Alameda. And it might already be happening. I know there were some protesters out there really early this morning, but just a heads up.
And there are some demonstrations that are being planned for parts of the Bay Area, so you can look out for those as well. All right, Buster Posey and the San Francisco Giants made a surprise hire yesterday for their new manager. They signed Tony Vitello, who's the head baseball coach of the University of Tennessee. Vitello led Tennessee to the school's only national championship in 2024, so there's no doubt he's a good coach, but he's never worked before at the big league level. The 47-year-old apparently has a pretty loud, brash, and very expressive style, so it's going to be interesting to see how that translates to dealing with highly paid, big ego pro players.
Oh, Max! A gloomy start to your day. There will still be a little bit of sunshine this afternoon with highs in the upper 60s to low 70s, and temperatures will continue to drop after today, and we'll possibly even get some rain this weekend.
Hey, Libra besties! Your day today is going to be a 7. You've been too introverted lately, and it's time to bust out of your shell and your comfort zone and try some new things. Exploring outside of your traditional boundaries will almost certainly lead to you bumping into someone very special.
Oh, okay, that's a good thing then. Bump away.
Bump on. Bump on, Libras.
So
bump
gross. On.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Boo Basket. What if I made myself a boo basket? Is that sad? But it's like all the things that I love.
That is sad.
But it's just what if it's all the things that I was going to buy myself anyways?
Then don't arrange them into a sad basket.
That's cute.
Make it more sad. Just buy for just yourself buy individually and don't tell anybody about it.
Fine.
Hey, JV Show. This is Todd from Royalty Ranch in Gilroy. This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, we'll be having our fall festival from 10 to 2 at 1210 Rucker Avenue. Everything, all the proceeds from it benefit our rescue animals. We'll be having lots of family fun, haunted barn, petting zoo, all kinds of stuff. Hope to see you there.
Super cool.
Okay, yeah, that's our buddy Todd from Gilroy. He also slid into my DMs, the Royalty Ranch, and they're having their fall festival this weekend. So if you're in the Gilroy area and want to meet some animals and have some fun. Now, he said haunted barn there, right?
Yes.
In the talkback. In the DM here, he said they're going to have a petting zoo with Rosie the Camel, food, haunted bone, and paint a pumpkin to take home with you. I told him, all that sounds fun. I don't want the haunted bone.
It's like a skeleton, probably.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, inside the haunted barn.
Right. Yeah.
Well, maybe his name is like Bones or something.
Yeah, I don't want to get boned by him.
Yeah.
But the rest sounds great. Anyway, so Saturday in Gilroy, Royalty Ranch. What's up, Todd?
All right. Now, we talked about the Mega Millions lottery earlier this week. Graham, you said you don't play for anything under $1 billion.
I don't think anybody does anymore. I don't think, well, it's not, maybe billion's not the mark, but I think lottery fever in this country doesn't really kick in till maybe 750, 800 million, which is crazy, by the way.
I wouldn't consider what's happening now with Mega Millions lottery fever, but we are at the 9th largest jackpot in Mega Millions history.
Mm-hmm.
Not to the billion mark yet. Right now, the jackpot is at 680 mil.
Nobody cares about that.
The next drawing is today if you do want to get those tickets. Okay, what about the Monopoly game at McDonald's? Are you guys playing that?
No.
No, but I used to love it.
Wait, I forgot how that even works.
You just go and you buy certain items and, you know, not everything on their menu is going to come with some little Monopoly tickets.
Little game pieces, yeah.
Yeah, little game pieces. And then now they've gone digital. So now you take that and you scan the little QR code and it goes to your virtual Monopoly board. And if you get all the pieces to whatever color properties, then you win prizes.
Ooh.
But is it a scam? According to a lottery expert, you would have better odds at winning the Powerball than winning a lot of these Monopoly prizes. Do you guys remember those Powerball odds, right?
Yeah.
One in like 292 million.
Yeah, it's like basically one in 300 million. Yeah, it's not good.
It's not good. So if you want to just win something easy, like maybe like an apple pie, which are delicious from McDonald's, I mean, that you have a pretty good shot at winning. Maybe like one in 25.
Okay.
You know, you can win a food item.
I remember winning a few free Big Macs here and there in the old school Monopoly game.
Those,
it was great.
Easy peasy. But if you are looking to win like one of their top prizes, like their top prize is a trip for four to a destination of your choice.
Ooh,
that sounds nice.
Yeah.
The odds of winning that, one in over 60 billion.
$60 billion? So there's a 0% chance of winning.
Basically.
But there's still a chance.
No, there's no chance. Not really. Not really. I mean, you have a zero. You basically have a 0% chance of winning the lottery. $60 billion?
Yeah.
That's not, nobody will win. They won't have a winner, right?
That's what I was going
to
ask.
They don't have to if your odds of winning something are 1 in 60 billion.
Then nobody wins. If they print enough game pieces and nobody gets it, it is what it is.
Like, there's 8 billion people on this planet. Even if every single person went into McDonald's, they're still not guaranteed to get a winner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? 1 in 60 billion.
Another prize they're giving away, American Airlines miles. That one, you have your odds of winning 1 in 13.2 billion.
0% chance of winning that.
They're giving away a 2026 Jeep Grand Cherokee. Your odds of winning that, 1 in 13.1 billion.
Why are the odds so long? McDonald's has this money to afford these things. And don't you want a winner to be like on the commercial? Oh my God, I just won my new Jeep on the Monopoly game. Like, don't you want that?
They'll just use that money and pay an influencer to be in that same video and it'll probably do even better.
I guess. Do that and then you run the risk of them being like, oh, I was paid to do that, or I didn't really win. I mean, I'm with you, Graham. You have the money. You're McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A trip to any destination of your choosing, what are you guys choosing if you won this in the 1 in 60 billion?
Oh, I think I got to go, like, Italy.
Really? Oh, you don't strike me as an Italian vacation kind of person. A lot of walking, Selena.
Oh,
a lot of walking.
Okay, I'm out. No, I'm out.
I mean, I'm sure you could, you know, be on the coast somewhere. And
doesn't that sound nice? On a yacht.
But like to see
on a super yacht.
To see the Coliseum and all like the sights.
I actually do want to do that stuff.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
But I want.
And for free? Yeah.
But I want someone to push me like in a horse-drawn carriage, not walk.
Okay. Or like an adult stroller.
Yeah. Now you're asking for too much.
Because that one time you walked from the parking lot at Great America into the park and then back out, you were sore for a week.
It's a really long walk.
Yeah. Wait till you go to Italy.
It is.
Wait, so Selena, you had mentioned that you were going to start playing the Monopoly game. So does this like discourage you from that now? Or are you still going
to? Still trying to get that free apple pie.
Yeah, I still want the free food.
Yeah.
So that's my goal.
Okay. That at least is attainable. Jess.
I'm not thinking about actually, I don't think anyone's actually going to win any of the bigger prizes.
No, which is a bummer.
Which sucks. People are like, this is a scam.
They can afford it. Jess, free trip to any destination of your choosing. Where are you going?
Greece.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys are picking. These are not the choices I expected at all from you two ladies.
Okay,
you guys really want to go see some culturally significant things and like, you know, ancient artifacts and stuff. You guys don't strike me as that.
Wow. I think that would be fun.
Okay.
And I see pictures and it looks beautiful.
Yeah. No.
What about you?
I want to go to one of those. I want to go to like Bora Bora and be in one of those hut things over the water. Like the ones that the Kardashians go to.
When she lost her diamond earring.
Yes, I want to be
in that bungalow. That's what they're called, bungalows.
Right.
Those things look amazing. I want my vacation right now. I want the most relaxing thing possible and being in a house over the water like that. Yes, I want that. You just go swimming right off your, you know, you just climb down the ladder out the door right there and go swimming.
Oh. That sounds better than walking.
My second choice?
Yeah.
Santa Rosa.
Oh, any particular reason?
Just love it there.
Oh, wow.
Great this time of year.
Shout out to Santa Rosa.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. And let's talk about all the clutter that you guys probably have in your house right now, you guys.
So much.
Lots of clutter.
Now that the seasons are changing, this is the perfect time to get rid of that junk and to start decluttering. Here is one interesting hack that I saw to start kind of getting rid of some of the things that you don't use. And people say it is extremely effective. So for one day, you flip your everyday items upside down. And they said books, shoes, mugs, even picture frames. Everything gets flipped upside down.
Okay.
The following.
Even my couch?
You can go as far as that, but would you consider your couch clutter?
That one sometimes that the dog sleeps on, it's just full of hair.
Okay, then flip that one upside down. And then the following day, as you start to use those items, you would flip them back up, and that's what would really be the teller of the items that are actually useful to you, and the rest, which would be the clutter, which you could just then get rid of instead of flipping back up. Because if you...
So you walk around and notice all the things that have not yet been uprighted, and you're like, okay, that's a sign that I don't need this thing any longer. What if I didn't need those rain boots because like it hasn't started raining yet?
Right.
Well, then maybe don't have them in your living room like that.
Good
you
point.
Know? The... I don't understand, like, flipping over, like, you said picture frames. Like, yeah. What, and then if, like, when I,
you
if
don't
I
look
glance
at, them.
At it, then I turn it upright. Like, that's my sign that I do look at it.
Yeah, that part seems a little weird. How, like, the clutter in my house is all kid-related stuff that they bring home from school. There is no up or down, you know, it's a stack of like papers and art projects and stuff. If I flipped it upside down, I wouldn't notice it any different from the way that it is now. You know,
That's a good point.
It's just a big pile of junk.
It might not apply to junk, like kids' junk then.
Okay.
But have you guys heard about this? People do it with their closets too, where they will flip the hanger upside down.
How does it hang?
No, I mean, they flip it. They
that doesn't
flip
make
it,
any sense.
They flip it the other way around. So instead of hanging it, like putting
okay,
the hanger
like
in, the hanger is facing you. So all of your hangers would be facing you. And then for like a couple of weeks or so.
I don't get it. I'm still lost. How really? Do my hangers face me?
Like, they, you know how when you
the
hook something.
The hook. The hook.
Yeah,
you
the hook
place
is like,
it, you place it under so that the hook faces you. Does that not make sense?
Not to me.
Like, you know when you hang
let me take
up.
Let me drink some more coffee and see if I can figure this out.
It's like you have a hanger, right?
Okay, here's my hanger.
You know it what it looks like.
It goes
like
the, on the
it's
rod.
It's like the triangle and then it has a little thing up at the top and like the little hook part, right?
Right. So I hook it over the rod.
Yes, you hook it over. And like the open part of the hook is facing like the inside of your closet, right?
Uh-huh.
That's a normal
what
way.
What Jess is saying is like, to like do the opposite
hook it
of that.
From the backside.
Yeah, yeah, so the open part is facing you.
But does that really help you?
Not at all. That's why I think this is so dumb.
No, but
this is so dumb.
So, okay. I think it is
kind of
dumb.
So that's just showing you clothes that you don't select often. So it's just like a little marker of like.
And I actually think the closet part does work. Or at least I've heard from a lot of people who actually have done this. Where they flip the hanger upside down. And then in a couple of weeks, you kind of see which pieces you haven't really worn that much.
Seeing the hanger upside down is confusing.
Because
the hanger's all upside down. Just reversing it.
Right, reversing the hanger. So would you ever try something like that then? Or do you even not even have any like clothing clutter?
Everybody has clothing clutter.
So much clothing clutter. I just feel like this isn't going to do, like, I don't wear anything in my closet because I wear the same.
Oh, then throw
like,
it all away.
No,
Selena.
But I'm not going to get rid of everything. But it's because, I mean, the work week, I feel like I don't wear like my actual clothes. I just throw on, you know, my hoodies. Oh my God, just hit my nose on the mic. I just, you know, wear my hoodies and my leggings, the occasional pair of jeans, and like, that's literally it. But I still need clothes for like the weekends
going
and
out.
When I go places. I'm not going to throw out my entire closet.
And a lot of stuff is seasonal. You know, I'd have a bunch of hangers that are facing the wrong way right now. Now that it's starting to get cold, all of a sudden there's a whole new section of my closet that I'm like, okay,
right?
Yeah,
right.
Flannel shirt, you're about to come back in rotation. You've been
or
waiting
like
a while.
Dressy stuff that you only wear on holidays or for certain
dress
occasions.
Clothes. Yeah, it does feel nice to do a purge, though.
Yeah.
Like, we all have a certain amount of old clothes and stuff that you keep hanging on to. Like, one day I am going to wear this. And like, dude, if that day hasn't come around now through multiple, you know, it's not a seasonal thing. If that day didn't come around in a couple years, it's probably time to send it down, you know, donate it or whatever. And just like, it is nice to do that purge. I did that recently in our closet and I'm ready to do it again. Cause I've already noticed like there was a bunch of in between stuff. Like I'm not ready to totally let this thing go. I might wear it. And now it's been a full year. You know, and it hasn't, and I haven't worn it. Eh,
maybe I just
time.
Have like a letting go problem.
Go.
I just can't.
Me too.
And I do it with my kids' stuff too. I'm like, it's getting a little snug on them, but they can still get a few more wears out of it. And I hang on to everything.
Oh, my kid's the one at school where his pants like barely go past his knees. I'll see him after school. I'm like, why are you still wearing those pants? But like, you know, they just keep going with it.
Wait, so for your kids, do you keep it for because of sentimental value or no?
Maybe when they were like babies, you keep certain things. But now that, I mean, they play and everything's dirty or they got holes in them from playing or, you know, you just get so worn out. So I don't hang on to them. If they're still in good condition, I have everything in a bag and I'll give them to somebody else. But
aside from clothes, what do you guys like with just regular, you know, stuff?
I have a lot of like hair products and makeup and body sprays and that I need. It's out of control now. Like I don't have any space for it. But I also don't want to throw things away because some of the things like were given to me and they're new and I'm like, I can still get some use out of this.
And you may want to go revisit that Axe body spray that you wore in middle
school.
Like, I might need that someday.
I just have like a lot of like random things. I don't know. Things I'll see on TikTok and I'm like, oh, I should get that. And then I go buy it on Amazon. Just like random little things that,
I never use. Gotta get more stuff.
It sucks. I saw a video the other day where it was a recording of somebody's bedroom and it was super cluttered, right? A lot of clothes.
Was it mine?
No.
Okay.
But they were like, they were like, this used to be money. And I looked at my room and I was like, dang, like my closet is overfilling right now, overspilling. And that used to be clothes at one point and I decided to spend it. I mean, that used to be money
at one point.
And I decided to spend it on clothes and that like,
that is a good way.
That's a little bit at my heart.
That's a good way to think about it. Like look around at all that stuff you've collected from Amazon and every other site. Like that used to be money.
And now it's clutter.
I like that. That's an interesting way to reframe.
That might be a better hack. To declutter.
Yeah, when you look at your bank account and there's no money in there, you look around your house and there's a bunch of stuff everywhere.
Dang it!
That used to be money.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So maybe you've seen the headlines and you're like, why the heck is Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard trending? Like, who gives a fart about them? Well, listen to this. Kristen Bell, because they just celebrated their 12th anniversary, and she posted an anniversary message for her husband on Instagram, and it went viral because of how cringe and how tone deaf this message is. Mm-hmm. Jess, I know you saw it. Graham, did you happen to catch this?
Yes, I did.
On the internets this week, she wrote, happy 12th wedding anniversary to the man who once said to me, I would never kill you. A lot of men have killed their wives at a certain point. Even though I'm heavily incentivized to kill you, I never would. That was her message.
That's strange.
That was a little weird.
Very weird. A lot of people pointed out that this month is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. How incredibly tone deaf are you? Even Dateline on NBC, they commented, they said screenshotted, like just in case something does go down in the future. But I mean, people are outraged, upset by this. Why the heck would you one, say this to your wife? And then why would you post it for the world to see on Instagram? Now, this led a lot of people to do some internet sleuthing.
Okay.
Some digging to see, like, is there any more, like, weird behavior in their relationship? And they found this really awkward interview clip from 2012 where they were promoting their movie Hit and Run. And they were talking about Dax's 1967 Lincoln Continental, how he loves this car. And they
always wanted one of those.
They refer to it as Kristen's sister wife. And like, oh, don't mess with her, the car. You know, she's up there in terms of rank, excuse me. And then Kristen tells this story.
When he got it back after 2 years of souping it up, he said, let's go to brunch. He was so excited. We drove to brunch. And the first thing I said, 5 minutes into the ride, I said, this sounds like it's going to break.
And I was very offended. And then I hit her several times.
And then I got beat up, and I guess what? I never opened my mouth again.
My goodness, you guys have quite the interesting relationship. Yeah.
Like,
quite the interesting relationship.
Yeah. But like, whoa. That's your joke?
Yes.
If it's a joke, like, it's weird. It's a very weird thing to say.
I feel like they
were
joking about that weird thing to joke about, but...
That's what I'm saying. It's just so weird. Are they just that tone deaf?
But because the caption on that post, it's not a joke in any way that you try to, like...
It's not even funny.
Right.
How is he incentivized to kill her? A big insurance policy, you think? Big life insurance policy?
Probably.
Is that...
That wouldn't shock me.
I didn't know, like, what the context of that was.
They didn't go into detail.
I'm assuming it's implying that. Yeah, weird.
It's just a very strange thing. I have a follow-up story having to do with Joe Jonas. Remember last month that video went crazy online of him backstage at his show, and he was like wiping his nose with a towel and like looking in the mirror, make sure there's nothing in there. And everyone's like, oh, what are you looking for? A little sugar booger you left in there? Like, what is going on? And he denied it. He said, no, it was a regular booger.
Just regular old boogs.
Yeah. Well, he was interviewed by Esquire this week, and they wanted to know the truth. Have you ever done that stuff? And he said, I've never touched cocaine in my life. But if I did, I think it'd be a little slicker about it than doing it on stage.
That's
Every
musician of all time on stage, I feel like a lot of them have dabbled in that.
I didn't know people were calling them the Snow Brothers after this.
Really?
That's good.
Why didn't we think of that? Dang it.
Sounds good.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, the Amazon Web Services outage on Monday brought down hundreds of top websites and apps, had major ripple effects all across the internet. But here's a real world side effect of it that I did not expect. High-end mattress company 8 Sleep, they reported that many of their mattresses overheated and had all sorts of problems because of it. The heat settings on them stopped responding to the users and got stuck just constantly heating up. There was no way to cool them down. Many others reported similar things happening to the adjustable positions of the mattress, with lots of the mattresses getting stuck in the upright position. So they went to go lay down to go to sleep and they couldn't. The bed was stuck upright. Like if you're sitting up reading in bed, the brand had to apologize on social media. They scrambled to get everything straightened out. They said they're working on outage proofing their technology going forward. This didn't affect any of us because these 8 Sleep beds cost over $5,000. The Pod 5 Ultra beds.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Sound pretty nice. But this is a little bit of a wake up call. I mean, I was saying during the outages, wake up call that we shouldn't have all of our top apps and websites all being hosted on one set of servers somewhere because they have one little, what they said was a little DNS error or whatever. Somebody changes one thing and it takes down half the internet. But it's also, in my mind, a bit of a wake-up call that we shouldn't have all our appliances and things. Why do all our appliances need to be connected and smart appliances now? Right. Like, my washer and dryer can connect to the internet. I never set that up because, like, why? I don't need that. But pretty soon, when things go offline, websites go down, then all the stuff in your house is going to stop working and you're not going to be able to turn on your car and stuff like that.
Oh,
you
got
to think of, we need to be planning
for
this.
We are way too dependent.
Yeah. My cat's automatic feeder
will stop.
Oh my God. She'll starve to death.
Oh my gosh.
But I mean, like, legitimately, that pretty soon there will be all these things that, like, will just get bricked. You know, they won't be able to work because of outages like this, because they're being hosted and constantly connected to servers and stuff like that. And then we won't be able to use them. So
pretty crazy.
Something to be said about some of the old school tech right now.
All right. Thank you, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for waking up with us and happy Thursday to you. We're playing What the Bleep, or we're about to, where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. All you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we're going to send it right to your front door. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a little late. That's Jess's fault. But you'll get it.
Yeah, it'll come eventually.
Most likely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably. Maybe.
Once the government shut down.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Of course. A lot of delays right now.
You guys ready for today's clip?
Sure. Back when I didn't have a lot of experience and I didn't know what I was doing with I would just stick all kinds of stuff in there. Lots of stuff I know now that does not belong in there.
You would?
Don't know until you try, right?
Well, I think some people just know.
You just wait to see the look on their faces, and they're like, okay.
Oh, my God.
That's not the thing. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Keep in mind, this is a family show, so whatever guess you're about to leave on our talkback mic on our iHeartRadio app, make sure that guess is PG, please. Leave us your name and your city along with your guess. We want to be able to shout you out, but the first correct answer of the morning is going to be the only person that's gets a brand new JV Show 2024 Chug Mug.
2024.
The 2026 models might be coming, though. We're working on it.
Ooh, nice.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Back to What the Bleep now, where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. Just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. All you have to do is listen to this clip I'm about to play, and then when you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. You just have to be the first person to get it right. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
Back when I didn't have a lot of experience and I didn't know what I was doing with I would just stick all kinds of stuff in there. Lots of stuff I know now that does not belong in there.
Whoa.
Yeah. You can generally judge by people's reaction. Like, ooh.
Oh my God.
No. Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the guesses.
Good morning, TV show. This is Armando from Concord. And I think the bleeped out word today is microwave. You stick a lot of things in that microwave.
Microwave.
That's one of the most popular, if not the most popular guest this morning, microwave. Yeah, there are certain things you definitely don't put in your microwave.
Yeah, stick the wrong thing in there. Mm-hmm. Might catch on fire. My daughter almost did that one time.
Really?
Yeah.
What did she put in there, a fork or something?
No, you know those like microwavable mac and cheese cups?
Yeah.
She didn't put water in it, and the thing caught on fire, put water inside it. She forgot, and the thing, like, caught on fire inside.
Just the dry macaroni noodles got so hot, there's just, like, boof.
Yeah, I think maybe it's because, like, the little cup that it comes in, with the flames and smoke, it was so scary.
Whoa.
Good morning. This is Raina from Pittsburgh. Is it garbage disposal?
That
another popular guest this morning. Selena, you could have had a microwave mac and cheese cup lawsuit on your hands. Like, that one's genius. You should have let your house get burned up a little bit.
But they would have said, well, in the instructions, it clearly says add water.
Yeah, but there should be some sort of safeguard against that. I don't know.
Oh. I'm with you.
You shouldn't catch on fire Dang just because you didn't add enough water. You'd be like, I did add water. It must have evaporated. I don't know.
Good morning, JV show. This is Andrea in Albany. And my guess for the bleeped out word is toolbox. All right. Have a good morning. Thanks.
So I feel like, Graham, you don't make any mistakes when it comes to a toolbox.
You guys, I wish I had it. I need a toolbox.
You don't have a toolbox?
It would drive most, you know, carpenters and people in construction crazy to see my setup. I'm the least organized. And because, I don't know, you work a really long day doing construction and building stuff. The last thing I want to do is put everything away where I found it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
then the next, I can see that.
But then the next day you stomp around for an hour. Has anyone seen this? Where is this thing? I can't find, you can never find anything. I've learned my lesson, but I still have yet to get fully organized.
All right. Again, nobody's got that bleeped out word yet. If you think you know what it is, leave it on the talk back on the iHeartRadio app. Can play more of your guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9. We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And we're playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And we are going to send you this JV Show chug mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
Back when I didn't have a lot of experience and I didn't know what I was doing with a... I would just stick all kinds of stuff in there. Lots of stuff I know now that does not belong in there.
You're
you live
sick.
And you learn, right?
Yeah, I guess
so. Trial and error.
This is a family show, you sickos. But let's go to the talk bag, see if anybody got that word right.
Hi, JV Show. My name is Kalea, and I'm from San Jose. And I think the bleeped out word is blender. Thanks. Have a great day.
Blender.
A lot of people, very popular guest this morning.
That's a good one.
Blender.
That is a good guess.
I think I've learned over the years, like I needed some gravel for our front walkway, so I put some bigger rocks in my blender and I just ground them up.
Yep,
and
just
then
chopped them right up into
smaller
ones.
There's the gravel. You're welcome.
Good morning, JV Show. My name is Marco. And my wife's guess for the bleeped out word is resume. Thank you. That's not my guess, but that's her guess.
That's her guess. Just to let you know that's not my guess, but I like that guess. That's a very good guess.
That's a good one. I never would have thought of that.
A bunch of people don't know what should be included in there.
Hey, JV Show. Good morning. Hey. It's Beverly in San Jose. I think the bleeped out word today is dishwasher. Just sticking everything in that dishwasher. Anyway, hope you guys have a great day. Thanks. Bye.
That's a good guess.
Beverly. Yeah. No, good guess, but not a lot of people guessing that this morning.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Leo from San Jose. I'm going to say crock pot. All right. Have a great one.
There it is.
That's the one.
Our buddy Leo. All right, here's today's clip, unbleeped.
Back when I didn't have a lot of experience and I didn't know what I was doing with a crock pot, I would just stick all kinds of stuff in there. Lots of stuff I know now that does not belong in there. Everything turns out so good usually, though, that you can screw it up. But most things you can just throw in there and just let it simmer or whatever all day long. And by the end, it's delicious. But yeah, some stuff doesn't work out in there. All right, let's give some shout outs and some very limited shout outs today. Because what? Are you telling me that Leo was the only person to come with the correct answer this morning?
One more.
Okay, one more. Who else?
Raz in Fairfield.
All right, our buddy Raz in Fairfield. But Leo in San Jose stacking up another chug mug, you guys. And he's doing, I mean, he's just rubbing it in everybody's face, right? It's an arms race of chug mugs right now. Rebecca
really
in Concord
is.
Won her 14th yesterday, and Leo just won his 13th today. Not that many, but they've been stacking it up. Everybody else, God, man, we got to step our games
up
so we can start getting some chug mugs. We will play again tomorrow at this time. So if you didn't win today, tomorrow would be a great time to do it. A couple notable guesses from this morning. Compost. Toilet. I know what goes in there. Washer or dryer, some combination of the two. Air fryer, another popular guess.
I want one of those.
Septic system. And then a lot of bartending related guesses like shaker or drinks and things like that. Because they know, you know, I used to be a pretty legendary bartender in my day.
Legendary. Okay, Graham.
But that's
all
actually
right.
True.
Thank you, everybody, for playing.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Thursday to you. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning. This is Laura and Camila on the line.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys? We're good, thank you. How are you?
Good, good, thank you. Excited, nervous?
Don't be nervous. So we're just trying to get you these tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom. You know, Fright Fest is going on now. Always super fun. Here's what you got to do, though, because we're going to ask you four random trivia questions. It's got to get three correct. No cheating. And if you can get three out of four, the tickets are yours, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Question number one. Martha's Vineyard is a famous island that is part of what state?
New York.
Nope. That's a good guess, though.
Close, yeah. Massachusetts. Yeah.
Long Island.
No. Love Island. Love Island. Slightly different. Slightly different island. All right. Question number two. What two teams are set to square off in this year's World Series? Gets underway tomorrow.
World Series. What? Can you say that again?
What two teams are playing in this year's World Series? Starts tomorrow.
I don't know.
Don't look at me. I don't know. Well, take a guess. Shout some teams out.
It's a game?
What is it?
Nope.
Yeah.
No!
Y'all ain't never heard of the World Series before?
I mean, I have, but I don't know any
teams. Okay, I'm glad you've at least heard of it. The Dodgers and Blue Jays are in this year's World Series. Gets underway tomorrow in Toronto.
Oh my God.
Dodgers and Blue Jays.
It's all good. You can miss one.
They've already missed two.
Oh, never mind.
Not all good.
It's not all good.
But
we're gonna keep going just for fun, though. Here's question number three. The Model Y and Model X are cars made by what company?
Model
Y
and Model X. Is that Tesla?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Good job.
They are everywhere on Bay Area roads. All right, question number four. What little geometry. What's the distance from the center of a circle to any point on its edge called?
You know this, guys.
What?
The center to the...
Do you know it?
What the heck? Is that... Circumference?
Wow,
isn't it? Circumference?
Nope. Oh, it is not the circumference. That is a circle-related term. It radius is the term
there
from the center
is.
To any point on the edge. The radius.
Oh,
dang it!
Oh,
thank you guys for playing. You did not win the Yup Nope game.
Son of a what is the World
had,
Series?
You almost had it. I know. We really enjoyed having you guys on. Don't hang up. We're going to pick up in the next room, and Jess is going to talk to you for a second. Graham, do we have some shout-outs?
You know we do. A bunch of DMs here. First one, hi, I want to send a birthday shout-out for my daughter, Reese Rambawa, on the JV show for today. Thank you, and that is from Roland. Yes, happy birthday, Reese. Hope
happy
you have
birthday.
A great day.
Who gives a fart?
That's a good point. Another one here. Hey, Graham, back at it with another slip and slide into your DMs. I want to give a birthday shout-out to my beautiful 7-year-old daughter, Nadia, mom, dad, big sister, Adriana, little brother Isaiah, and bigger sister doggy Zoe. Love you so much, just like your favorite K-pop Demon Hunter song. You're forever golden in our hearts. Yes, happy birthday, Nadia.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham, hot dad sliding into your DMs again.
Excuse us.
Welcome back. I'd like to give a special sweet 16th birthday shout out to my daughter Audrey. You are a true three-piece combo. Beautiful, smart, and loving person. We are so proud of you. Keep doing what you're doing. Love, Dad, Mom, Shane, and Oliver. Yes, happy birthday, Audrey.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Good morning, Grandmom. Sliding into your DMs to ask for a special shout-out to our son, Joel. He's going to be ringing the bell on Friday, October 24th, and celebrating the end of his cancer battle. Joel fiercely fought and kicked cancer's butt for almost 3 years. We admire his strength and are extremely grateful to have him here with us today. Joel Joel is our hero. We love him so much. Love mom, dad, Isaiah, and Valerie. Hashtag Team Joel.
Who gives
way
a
go,
fart?
Joel.
That is that one made me fog up a little bit when I read that one yesterday. So cool. So proud of you, Joel. Kicking cancer's butts. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Another one here. Hey, Graham, slipping in for a birthday request. Our boy is now 14. Please wish him a huge Who Gives a Fart birthday wish Thursday morning. His name is Alex in Napa. He continues to make sure we are tuned into the JV Morning Show every morning. Can't wait to hear what's on the Chug Wheel menu every week. That's tomorrow, 8:20. Thanks again, JV Show, for the morning laughs. Happy birthday, Alex, from your favorite people, mom, dad, Danny, and your favorite person, Victoria. Yes, happy birthday, Alex in Napa.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham, returning customer in your DMs. Welcome back. I want to ask if you could please greet my sister, Grace Mendoza. Happy birthday. Woo, woo. We love you so much. They typed the woo-woo, not me. We love you so much. I hope you hit the jackpot at Sky River Casino. That sounds fun.
Nice.
Love Michelle, Michaela, Joe, Buster, and Chime. That's their dog and cat. Buster and Chime are the cat and dog, not grandma. Okay, good.
Who gives a fart?
Thanks for clearing that up. Last one. Hi, Graham. I'd love to give a big shout-out to our first baby, Sophie. She turns 12 today. We are so incredibly proud of her. She's the best daughter and sister, and we are so blessed to celebrate her another year. We love you so much. Love, Daddy, Mommy, DJ, and Monty. Yes, happy birthday,
happy
Sophie.
Birthday.
But most importantly,
who gives a fart?
That
that's
true. A good point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, let's do a quick check-in and see how Kevin Federline's book is doing so far. His book, You Thought You Knew, dropped on Tuesday, by the way, highly publicized, as I'm sure you already know. So it's only been a couple days, but right now on Amazon, let's look at where it's ranked. Mm-hmm. So it debuted at number 1,126.
Whoa.
And has
a what since, now?
It debuted at number 1,126.
The list goes down that far?
Yeah. And it's since fallen to 1,439 in their book section.
I thought you were going to say it went up.
No, it's gotten worse.
Oh, wow.
It is number 18, though, right now in Rich and Famous Biographies, when you look in that category. Okay. And it's number 2 in Actor and Entertainer Biographies.
And it's number 1 in Britney Spears' ex-husband biographies.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's good.
If that says anything.
To be in that category.
Yeah.
What do you think's at play? What do you think's at play here for the poor sales? Do you think people are like, I got all the juicy stuff out of the couple news stories that came out about it and I've moved on? Or do you think it's an active, essentially, like, boycott against Kevin Federline?
I think
Kevin Federline,
I think
he's
there
trash.
Is a bit of a boycott. A lot of Britney's fans are, like, pissed about this. I mean, the hashtags this week were trending were, you know, we believe Britney, stop exploiting her. You know, they're calling for people to not buy the book.
Yeah.
So I think it's a little bit of that.
I mean, that makes sense. I mean, who's got the bigger fan base? Britney
Spears,
obviously.
Yeah.
No, there are no Kevin. Are there Kevin Federline fans out there?
No,
there might be one or two.
I don't think so.
They're, you know, signing up to buy it.
Right.
But other than that, like,
everyone,
who's your audience?
Right, yeah. And everybody is comparing it to Britney's book, because when she put out her book within hours of its release, The Woman in Me.
That's
she
what I said.
Claimed it became the highest selling celebrity memoir in history. I don't think that claim was true. Actually,
no.
I actually looked that up. Number one is still Prince Harry's book. But Britney did sell 1.1 million copies in the first week. And the book shot to number one on Amazon and Barnes & Noble when it came out. Which is a lot better than what Kevin
doing. Yeah, I mean, way
doing.
Bigger.
Yeah.
What was Prince Harry's? The royal man inside me?
Spare.
Oh, got it. Didn't read it.
By the way, a publishing source said Kevin thought all these shocking details would equate to books sold. He thought wrong, and this is supposed to be his next, like, big payday.
Ooh. Could have had a much bigger payday had this book come out, I don't know, like 15 years ago or whatever. You know what I mean?
When, yeah,
it was slightly,
I
think a lot of that also is the relevancy of it. Mm-hmm. Like, I get that there are still a lot of Britney headlines and stuff like that, so I can understand him thinking there's still a demand for it, but I also think, like, a lot of people today are like, who the hell is Kevin Federline? I mean, Chidi,
right,
who comes in on the show on Fridays, she's
know.
Like, I don't know who that person is. So, like, when a large section of the population has no clue who you are,
I know,
that gets tougher to sell.
But I do respect him not saying anything for all these years, and it was because of the kids.
Right.
You know, so I do get that. Diddy was almost seriously hurt in jail, you guys. Listen to this. One of Diddy's friends says, you know, one night Diddy was fast asleep, sleeping like a baby after committing all those crimes because what conscience, right?
Right.
Anyways, he woke up to someone pressing a knife to his throat. The friend said that he wasn't sure how it got broken up, if the guards came in or if Diddy fought the guy off. I imagine there's probably a little struggle between the two, but Diddy's lawyers did talk about this attack during his sentencing hearing and said ultimately a guard did jump in and stop the inmate that had the knife. But that could have ended with some serious injury to, you know, who.
Prison is a scary place. You don't want to go there. Don't do awful things. Like, do you know what I mean?
Right. Yep. Especially someone as high profile as some people. Like, this is probably a move, like, just to show, like, I'm not scared of you. Like, you need to be intimidated by me. I run things around here. Mm-hmm. Someone as high profile as Diddy, like, people are going to want to hurt you.
Yeah. Yeah. And other guys are going to want you to take that.
Right.
And And you see how you're feeling now in jail, scared and all of that? Think about how people were feeling.
Yes.
When you were doing things to them.
Yeah, when you were doing that. Great point, Jess. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, new pro sports betting scandal alert, you guys. Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier and Portland Trailblazers head coach and former star player Chauncey Billups are among 32 others that have been arrested in connection with a federal investigation into sports betting. The NBA had already been investigating Rozier. They hadn't really found anything. They said they couldn't really find any wrongdoing, but the FBI just said, hold my beer, because it looks like at least Rozier's arrest, likely all stemming from an incident in 2023 where a professional gambler placed a flurry of bets, 30 wagers in 46 minutes, totaling $13,759 on the under on Rozier's points, rebounds, and assists. And he hit on all of them because Rozier played just 10 minutes of that game with the Hornets before pulling himself out of it with a quote-unquote foot injury.
Wow, convenient.
Yeah, interesting how that worked out. Chauncey Billups, however, arrested and not in connection with that one. He was arrested in Oregon this morning as part of a gambling case involving an illegal poker operation with rigged games that they said is tied to the mafia. That's a whole another.
Oh my
That's a
God.
Whole another thing. And we're going to wait and see what other names surface and all this and what other charges are tied to all these cases. We've obviously had cases like this come out because as sports gambling has proliferated and access to it has proliferated, you're going to get a lot of these incidents. And we've had NBA players even comment on it. It's like, you got family members and friends hitting you up like, hey, can I have $10,000? Can I have? And they're like, no, I'm not going to just give you money. But if you want to make a quick buck, you want to make that money, then just place a bet on tonight's game. Take the under because I'm feeling a stomach illness coming on and I may have to take myself out of the game. And then you win on those bets. This is rampant in sports. This is absolutely rampant. These guys know each other. It can be an easily coordinated effort, or we're sort of at the tip of the iceberg of this. And I think we're going to see these investigations lead to a lot of arrests. And then guys are going to get lifetime bans and things like that from the sport that they're going to throw away their careers all because they want to be
a
part of this.
Spread it out a little. Don't go 46 or how many?
30 bets in 46 minutes.
Yeah, whatever it was.
And there were other people also betting the under on his categories in that game as well. So it wasn't just one person that knew he was about to have an apparent foot injury 10 minutes into the game. Other people did as well. So I'm sure those people are on that list of people.
That is crazy.
That's where greed just steps in. Like, you're going to ruin your whole career. You're already getting a huge check anyways.
Exactly. These guys are going to really think twice when they're throwing their career away.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hi, Jess. Selena Graham, you are the greatest people in the world for me. You are the greatest people in the world for everything for me, too. So there's Selena, Gabby and EJ, Strawberry, Frankie, Mikey.
That's
Stevie,
very sweet.
Lil
Thank
Kev,
you. Who's
Big
who's,
Todd?
Who's Mikey?
Mark. And anybody else that we wanted to shout out there?
Well, that's very sweet. Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
shout out
the whole
Wild crew. Thank you so, so much. We were just talking about Diddy. He was nearly attacked in jail. I'm assuming this happened maybe months ago because his lawyer talked about this during his sentencing hearing. That was at the beginning of this month. But basically, Diddy woke up one night and someone was holding a knife to his throat.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday, Junior. Thursday. About Diddy's stories, the only thing that I can come up with in my head right now is that he might pay this security guard and the other inmate just to create a story. That way he can go to court and be like, hey, you know what, Judge? I'm afraid for my life. I mean, they're going to kill me here. Please let me out. Let me go to house arrest or anything.
But he's already tried that so many times and denied every single time.
And I hope the judge reminds him what I just said earlier. You did something awful. So sorry. You have to be in a place that's really bad.
Yeah. And he hasn't even been moved to the prison yet where he's going to be for the next 4 years. So he's still waiting on that. He's only got to just, you know, suck it up for a little bit longer. Yeah. Then he's going to move to a nice posh place where he can play pickleball, I'm sure. All right. Before we get to this young woman who faked her pregnancy,
I'd like to shout out a cool local event this weekend. Local event alert, you guys. The 4th annual San Francisco Firefighters Halloween Bash is this Saturday, 6 p.m. to midnight. They're going to be having a DJ, music, food, costume contests, prizes, and it all benefits the San Francisco Toy Program. I know they do a big toy drive every year at the holidays, and if you'd like to go to this event, it's a really, really cool event. We have a friend of ours, a friend of the show, that helps put it on each year, and it's an awesome event. So if you want to check out the information, we have their flyer posted up at JV Morning Show on our Instagram story. So check it out, please. Very cool event.
Yes. Really crazy story involving 22-year-old Kira Cousins. She is a young mom in Scotland.
Okay.
Don't know if we can call her a mom. We'll get to that in a second. Her and her boyfriend really excited for, you know, a baby they were going to bring into this world. She, you know, had the growing belly. They held a gender reveal party and she like pulled the little confetti thing and it was pink. It's
a girl. We're having a girl.
Yeah, but she even had like the ultrasound photos for all the family and friends to, you know, to see, and everyone was so excited. The baby was eventually born.
Yeah.
You guys, earlier this month, October 10th. Bonnie Lee Joyce.
Bonnie Lee Joyce. Everything went good. Mom safe, healthy, happy, baby good. Everyone's good.
Mom safe and healthy. The baby, the baby was sadly born with a heart defect.
Oh, no.
Yeah, was born weighing only 5 pounds and 4 ounces.
That's not too bad.
And, well, the heart thing, though, was pretty bad. So bad, the baby had to go into surgery, and shortly after, didn't make it.
Oh no.
The baby did not make it.
Wait, that's tragic.
Yeah.
I know. Here's the thing. It was all a lie. She faked the pregnancy. She gave birth to a doll. It was a doll, not a real baby.
Wait, so in the delivery room, the doctors were down there and a doll popped out? How did it get in there?
I wonder how, like, I wonder what excuse she used to not have, like, her boyfriend there with her. Do you know what I mean? Like, you gave birth.
Wait, so he wasn't in on it?
No.
Either?
No, the boyfriend was not in on it. She lied to everybody.
Oh, my.
And she only, like, everybody only found out that this entire thing was a hoax because after the baby, air quote, passed away, which is something that you do not joke about.
You don't joke about that, no.
People are so upset with her. You don't joke about that. But after she'd already done all this, I think it was her mom that had found like the doll in her room, and it was one of those reborn dolls that looks super, super lifelike. And then people were like, yeah, come to think of it, like, she wouldn't let anybody near the baby. Nobody could touch the baby.
We never heard it crying.
The baby never cried. So after all this information comes out, she issued an apology on her Instagram story, which is now been deleted, by the way, but she said, I'm so sorry, I wasn't pregnant, there was no baby, I made it up, and it just kept going way too far. I faked the scans, the whole birth story, I acted like the doll was a real baby. I don't have a good excuse, I just wasn't in a good headspace. That doesn't make what I did okay, and I know this is going to stick with me for a long time. She then said to her man, you cried happy tears, you picked me up, you brought me places, you believed everything I said, you didn't deserve that.
I have a lot of questions, but yeah, maybe it's a deception that went too far and she realized, man, it's nice having everybody hold the door for me
and
get up
on
the bus. I get to sit down there and then my man's running to the store to cater to my every food craving and do all this stuff for me. And like how, but I can't fully buy that he didn't know. Like, you mean to tell me that, like, at nighttime, you don't reach over there and be like, your belly feels weird. Like, this feels like you got a bunch of paper towel stuffed under here.
Or you take a peek at her in the shower, like, where's the belly?
Right. Like, that to me, like, I can't.
People did question that. They're like, the baby's here, the baby's born. How did nobody know? She said, in everyone else's defense, the doll could move. You could change the facial features, arms, and legs. So when no one is close to the doll, like, it does look real. No one was looking at the baby expecting it to be a fake baby.
But if you're the dad, you're within seconds after the thing being delivered. Well, one, wait, you already gave birth? I wasn't there.
How come I can't hold my kid?
And that does happen. Maybe you couldn't get to the hospital in time, but then you're holding the baby upon arrival, and there's no way a doll could fool me.
But did she even, she didn't go to the hospital, did she?
I mean, she, not a real one.
Right.
Obviously.
So then he would have shown up just to the house and been like, oh, you gave birth already?
You're already home. Oh, everything's great. His baby's here, but let me see it.
Weird.
And then when I see it, I'm going to know it's not real.
Yeah. And then to text him one day like, oh, she died. Like,
all he got was a text?
She texted him saying, Bonnie Lee died.
You don't even get a phone call? I got to find that out of her text.
Maybe there was a call too, but it says here that there was a text message.
Oh, that's bad.
This whole thing is just so...
That's so bad.
So bad. And maybe I watch a little too much true crime, but I mean, there's instances where some ladies who fake pregnancies take it even further.
What?
And they're out there like
this is a thing?
Stealing babies or like ripping them out of, you know, wombs and things.
Yeah.
Jeez, what kind of TV are you watching?
Well, I told
terrible.
You a lot of true crime.
Yeah, even on TikTok, like... Pregnant women will post their videos and you see people in the comments saying like, hey, don't let if they're talking about a weird interaction with some family member or some random person, they're like, don't let them near you because they might be trying to take your baby.
Well, this is a little bit of alarmist stuff. This is a little bit TikTok alarmist.
But in those instances, that's how it started. It was somebody faking a pregnancy to keep their boyfriend or whatever. And they're like, oh, my God, it got this lie went too far. And like, now I need a baby.
Oh, my
God. Jeez.
So at least that didn't happen. But still, by the way, if you want to see her, with the fake belly and all that, because she's just gone super viral at this point. It's on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show.
Can you imagine having to fake that
so
for
crazy.
That long for
that
9 months?
That's stressful.
It's real pregnant people, by you hit the 8-9 month mark. God, I'm so sick of being pregnant. Can you imagine faking it the entire time?
I know.
That would be just like...
And then it's like, oh, wow, only your stomach. You only have a bump in your stomach.
You didn't gain weight anywhere else.
Well, we don't know because the boyfriend was out running around picking her up food and stuff.
That's true.
Maybe.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Like without the haircut, you know, now that it's NBA season and the Warriors start off with a great win. Jess, I'm not sure what team you follow, but if you're a Warriors fan, go Warriors. And Graham, I think your team did good last night, right? I was checking on the score and I hear they were up by 20 points at one time. So were they able to light the beam? Let me know.
Oh.
Unfortunately, they were not able to light the beam last night.
Wow.
They gave up that big lead. That is a good question. Jess, I assume you're a New York Knicks fan because you're a New York Giants football fan. So
that's a good point.
Who's your basketball team?
I don't have a basketball team.
It's called the Warriors.
I like the Warriors, yeah. But if you ever do see me wear, like if I go to a random game and I'm wearing something else, just mind your business. Don't look the other way.
Like what jersey would you be wearing?
Oh, I don't know. I like going to basketball games more than I... watch and or support. But I do like the Warriors.
Got
been
it.
To their
okay.
games before.
And I think anything but Lakers. Like, just don't.
Oh.
Right.
And yeah. What was that? Oh. What does that mean? You like the Lakers?
She's got her LeBron James jersey at home.
No, I don't. But my man does.
Oh, come on, dude. No.
And you do whatever your man does. That's
no,
why you
I don't.
Like the New York Giants.
No, I don't. Oh, well, with football, yes. With football, I didn't have a team, so I'm a bandwagon. I'll admit it.
Okay,
that's fine.
But you're saying you don't have a basketball team, really?
And I said I like the Warriors. And
but
and
your
I've
man
been to their
likes
games.
The Lakers.
Yeah. Well, hey,
so,
he can do whatever.
This isn't making any sense. Yeah. So why are you not bandwagoning? Yeah, you're a bandwagoner when it comes to football, but not basketball.
Because basketball, I don't have a team. That's what I said.
But you said that for football, you didn't have a team, and that's why you just picked your mans.
Because
he's from Salinas. What's he doing liking the Lakers?
I'm confused.
Come on, bro. Come on. And
I don't know about that. Edgar, you ask him.
And Edgar, to answer your question about, you know, the regular season and stuff like that, it's meaningless in the NBA. I don't care. Like, you can't pat yourself on the back for one Warriors win or one Sacramento Kings loss.
True.
The NBA regular season is
there's so many games.
Long.
Yeah.
Where's my jewelry? I'll be back real soon. Can we talk?
Have you guys seen people online talking about men's hung smile.
A what now?
A hung smile.
Is that where like your mouth kind of droops to one side and your lips sort of hang down to the sides?
No.
Why not? What do you mean?
So a hung smile is...
Is it supposedly like the president where just one side just droops down?
No, but it's not that. It's not that. A lot of people are claiming that based on a man's smile.
Okay.
You can tell.
Tell what?
How
what?
Blessed they are in a certain region of their pants.
Like how religious they are?
Nope.
Wait, what?
So this started on TikTok. One person posted this video and a lot of people, they're agreeing. So this guy was like, you know, only a certain specific group of men can do this certain type of smile. And it's because if they are actually, you know, blessed in you know what region I'm talking about, they give a specific smile where it's not so much about like, I'm happy. Here's my smile. It's a specific kind of smirk, sometimes with teeth, sometimes without, where it's just like more casual, but it just gives confidence. There's so much confidence behind that smile. Graham, that's not it. You're doing a creepy smile.
What are you talking about? I'm doing it right now. It was a smirk. It was a smirk with minimal teeth.
That was the opposite of hung smile.
It's not a hung
or
smile.
Wouldn't you like to know?
No, we don't, but that's just lucky a creepy them. Smile. They're saying Hugh Jackman has a hung smile.
Really?
Never looked at him like that, so I don't know. Evan Peters has a hung smile. Those are just two of the celebrities I saw that got brought up in some of the comments. What do you guys think? Can you tell from a smile?
No.
I don't know. I've never tested this theory. I've never been like, oh, interesting smile. Drop your pants. Like, can you? You ladies are the one. You tell me.
I think there has to be something.
Can weigh in here.
I think there has to be something to it. I think it's less about the smile itself and more what type of confidence somebody has, how they carry themselves.
But there are a lot of people that could trick you there.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's more false self-confidence out there than anything else. Than actual real confidence. It's a projection. I know so many guys like that. You think they're the most confident, cocky guys in the world. They're not. They're the most insecure people of all time.
I could see that. Yeah, and there are people that say, you know, those are some of the guys that are overcompensating for other things.
But you're saying there is a smile out there that represents true inner self-confidence. And guys that are...
According to TikTok, yeah.
Blessed are just walking around smirking at everybody.
Smirking. It's a certain kind of very subtle, casual, not trying too hard. It's just, it's there. Like, think BDE, but in a smile.
But somebody could also, like, kind of copy that smile and get used to doing that smile, right?
I just tried it. You guys said, no, that's not it.
That was
it. Right.
That was not it.
Yeah. So... You can't fake it.
But, so there's no like scientific correlation between smiles.
Obviously
and that
not.
Stuff. But there was this, if it does help anybody listening, there was a study that was done in Japan. I think we might have talked about this, where there actually is a correlation between the, you know, wet skis and their nose length.
What? So like a longer nose would
careful. Yeah. This is a family show.
What if somebody could get a nose job too? They could fool you.
That's a
There's
good
always
point.
Ways.
That's
There's always
a good
way.
Point.
How about John Hamm? Does he have that smile?
John Hamm.
Because we know about, you know, we've heard.
John, look up John Hamm's smile.
I forgot what he looks like.
Because he kind of does. Maybe he does. I think maybe this is an example that we know has a true correlation.
No, his smile is kind of weird.
Yeah, I don't like his smile.
But it's kind of like at some of the other pictures. It's kind of a smirky thing with just like a little bit of teeth. Look around. Look at some of the other Google images. But we know
I got to do some more research.
We know
on
the
this.
Other part is true.
Right. We are continuing.
I mean, we've heard that the other part
is in the ladies' room next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Back to our meeting in the ladies' room. Jess, tell everyone what you just told me.
Okay, so yesterday I was doing my little daily scroll on TikTok. And
my little daily scroll, 7 hours worth.
My major daily scroll on TikTok, and I stumbled upon Mary Lisa. She was on live, you guys.
This is the woman that had the billboards along 101 looking for a husband, MaryLisa.com.
So I was like, well, let me stay here for a little bit and see what she talks about. And some of the things that she mentioned was she's going to start to date, finally, like going to start going on the dates from all the applicants that she received from her website, MaryLisa.com. She mentioned she's already gotten a bunch of proposals, you guys.
Proposals?
And I believe it because she's gotten so many entries on her website.
Let me
pause.
Yeah,
she had thousands,
right,
over 3,000 or something.
Because when we first started talking about the billboards, a lot of people were like, is she doing this just for attention? Or does she really want to find love? Mm-hmm. Now, both can be true. Mm-hmm. But I think in the beginning, I was like, no, she's not doing it for attention. And then she started going on the Today Show. And yeah, she made
a media tour.
And everywhere else. And I feel like it's mostly for attention now at this point, right? Because why else would you have to go on TikTok Live and make the announcement, I'm going to start going on dates?
Yeah, no.
Or you wouldn't need to tell the world that.
Excellent point, Selena. Because at this point, because she talked about how it was heartbreaking, all the negative attention she was getting and people saying mean, awful stuff to her. Well, at this point, if you've got all your applicants, you've got 3,000 applicants or whatever it was, mm-hmm, delete all your social media. You can go completely dark on all that stuff and avoid any of this stuff that you came out in the press saying was awful. I'm sure it was. You know what I mean? I don't disagree with her. It's terrible what's out there on social media. But you don't need to be on live documenting all this. I guarantee you there's either a book or reality show or something that she's been approached about already. And I wouldn't be surprised if camera crews follow her on this journey from this point forward,
because
it became a national story. And then next year we're going to watch a Netflix documentary about how she ended up getting married from this whole process or something. Oh, like, none of that would surprise me at all. And I'm with you, Selena. I think she got a little taste of the fame and all the attention.
And now she can't get enough.
This is nice and has decided to roll with it.
I thought it was kind of funny that she was like, yeah, I'm kind of done with like doing a lot of like the media. I'm just going to do local. And then if any big names also reach out to me. So we're like, everything then?
Yeah. Yeah.
Except for the JV show, because she never responded to me.
That's right.
That's partially why we're bitter about this.
It's actually the only reason why.
I also think that just in the mindset to put yourself on a billboard, you know, takes a certain element of you're cool with the look at me, because I was reading an article the other day about how so many people in the Bay Area, there's a lot of people in the Bay Area that make a lot of money, and what they've turned to is not the apps, is they've turned to professional matchmaking services, these ones that we've talked about before that cost tens of thousands of dollars. Well, okay, taking out a billboard costs you tens of thousands of dollars, and you're casting a really wide net. You're getting 3,000 applicants of people. A lot of them, I know D's Nuts applied a few times. The president applied 20-something times. You know what I mean? It's like what sort of matchmaking science is that? You're getting everybody in there.
Right.
And then
you
now you're
going
to have to narrow it down. If you spent that same amount at one of these high-end matchmaking services, they're going to curate people that are actually likely a match for you. Why not go that route? And so
privately.
I think that speaks to the, and then you could do this entirely privately and no hateful things on social media being said to you and your family. So I think that speaks to your point, Selena, that this is all on attention.
Yeah,
thing.
We just cracked the code for you guys. There it is. But the fact that people are proposing to her now, and they might be a match because these are the same people that clearly know she's going to talk about this and that she's going to say something, and now I'm getting the attention that I want.
Yeah. So, any word if D's Nuts was one of those proposals?
Yours?
I'm just saying D's Nuts. Like, I know he's a...
Did you just say not I?
He's a very... Not I. He's a very loving, loving guy, so it wouldn't surprise me if he got down on one knee right off the bat.
We don't have knees.
We don't know that.
No.
Ew.
Anyways, anything else from the live?
I just, I felt like a stalker, not gonna lie. I didn't like click into the live because I didn't want her to see my name.
She's like, there's that lady that keeps harassing me for an interview.
I'm from something called the JV show. I've never heard of it. Stop pestering me.
So hopefully she doesn't hear this.
But the dating is starting this week.
The
she
dating
said,
is
so.
Starting already. So we'll
Good
see. I'm assuming she'll continue to update us.
I'm sure we're going to.
I'll creepily watch her live.
We'll hear a lot more coming up, I have a feeling. All right. We have to get to today's hottest trending, which is coming up. Funny you mentioned the possibility of a Netflix documentary about Mary Lisa. Guess what we are getting a Netflix documentary about? Well, I don't know if it's on Netflix, but most likely. Fyre Fest 2.
Dude.
Oh, like for what? Those details are coming up.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Oh my God, we are getting a Fyre Festival 2 documentary, you guys.
Wait, but are we getting a Fyre Festival 2?
We might get a Fyre Festival 3.
Yes!
Oh my God. So, okay, listen. So this is all according to Billy McFarlane himself. He's the mastermind behind Fire Festival and the dumpster fire that was. And remember, he's sold the rights to Fire Festival. No longer owns that, right. But he is working on something new, a new type of festival called Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wants this to be his next big comeback, where again, he wants to rent an island and it's going to be like the world's biggest thing. Okay, so he's filming this new documentary about this comeback. He has cameras following everything. This documentary is either going to be out late December or early January. There's no set streaming platform yet. He is still in talks with multiple companies, but he is giving producers access to everything. Thousands of hours of never before seen footage, including those secret meetings with the Mexican government for Fire Festival 2. A video of like artist negotiations, yeah, things like that. And then obviously trying to put together the Phoenix Festival, which he's kind of branding as a Fire Festival 3 type of concept.
Yeah, because a phoenix rises from the ashes of
fire.
And
right.
I'm sure that's why it's called that. I saw him post something on social media the other day. I do not follow him, but I don't know why it was served to me. But he was touring this island location that he reported there is going to be perfect for this next place,
yep,
or whatever.
He's looking for an island.
All the comments were just like, give it up, bro. Just let it go. I think like, I was on board. We, you know, this country is very forgiving. We'll give you a second chance. And you had that second chance, and it was to pull off Firefest, mm-hmm, 2. And when you didn't do that, everybody's patience, I think, you know, because a lot, right, of people doubted that one. I didn't. I was like, he's got to come through with the contracts on this one. And he screwed
that
one up.
Is because he claims the Mexican government has scammed him out of all the money and stuff where he was trying to put the festival on at. The thing, what we're going to see in this documentary is everything to back up his claims. It's not necessarily the truth. He's the one putting only what he wants, yeah, in this documentary.
It's going to be one-sided. You know, it's going to be hard to mask that he's the world's worst businessman.
Yeah.
I just don't think people are going to give you the third shot at this point. I think you could have gotten it with the second shot, but now when you're going to ask people to go to some other island and they ain't going to show up.
I would agree
they're
with that.
They're not going to.
Just really quick, the NFL commissioner revealed whether or not they are considering replacing Bad Bunny as the halftime show performer.
You're not entertaining any change in Bad Bunny's booking for the halftime show, correct?
No, the show will evolve from here. So I'm not saying that there won't be additional talent that might be available, but that's always the way it works.
But they're not going to replace
him.
This was Roger Goodell at their annual fall owners meeting. I think we're all well aware of the backlash, even the petitions that were created to have Bad Bunny replaced. Yeah, well, Bad Bunny's not going anywhere.
He's one of the leading and most popular entertainers in the world. That's what we try to achieve. It's an important stage for us. It's an important element to the entertainment value. It's carefully thought through. We're confident it's going to be a great show, and that I think it's going to be exciting and a united moment.
I can't wait.
I know. It's going to be so good, you guys.
Graham, you have
I was just going to say that, like, the fact that some of these petitions, you'll see these articles, it's like 25,000 people signed a petition to have Bad Bunny removed. It's like, the Super Bowl draws 127 million viewers. Like, you think you're going to be like 25,000 people said like they didn't
yeah,
want
cares?
Him? Like, you can start any petition and get 25,000 people to sign. Mm-hmm. Super Bowl's the most highly rated TV event.
Right.
Like, are you kidding
Ever.
Me? And is going to be, I think we'll shatter global records this mm-hmm. year because of Bad Bunny.
Agreed.
And that's what they want.
Yeah.
All right. You have important details.
Yeah. ICE and other federal agents have arrived to the Bay Area this morning. The protests have already begun. The agents are being stationed out of the Coast Guard station in Alameda. And this morning, as they arrived at the gates there, they were met with more than 300 protesters. And the clashes with those protesters, like I said, they have begun. Rocks thrown at some of their vehicles. Some Border Patrol officers used flashbangs in response. One protester injured by one of those. He was seen bloodied in the face. He's reportedly a local church pastor. Another man injured after his foot got run over by one of those vehicles. Demonstrations likely to grow today and in the following days. I urge people to keep things entirely peaceful. Countless local leaders, including San Francisco mayor and our governor, are warning people that the violence plays right into the hands of the current presidential administration. They're going to use that to try to legitimize the further deployment of more agents as well as National Guard troops. Stay safe out there, everybody. Everybody, yes, look out for one another in this Bay Area community that we call home. They said the efforts are going to, by those agents, going to ramp up over this weekend. So
yeah, with supposedly targeted locations sure. that they'll be at sure, around
sure,
the bay.
Sure, sure, sure.
Be careful.
Yes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right. Free food alert, people. Free food alert.
You guys, this is a good one, too. Dave's Hot Chicken giving away free sliders today in honor of Drake's 39th birthday.
I love Dave's Hot Chicken.
Now, these free sliders, of course, you need to download the Dave's Hot Chicken app because, they have their own app, and then you scan. Yeah.
But why can't I just walk in and you just give it to me? Like, why do I have to?
Because it's not that easy. You got to work for it, Selena. You got to work for
it. Yeah. Also, that's what she said. But yes, you have to download their app. You go into their Dave's Hot Chicken location from 11 to 9 o'clock tonight, and you can get that free chicken slider or tender. No purchase necessary, again, but you have to be able to scan whatever coupon code or whatever they're going to give you in the app. It is worth it, in my mind, for the Dave's Hot Chicken. Other than these ones, I don't want to download your app.
Yeah.
But, man, doesn't that sound good right
now.
Dave's Hot Chicken sounds slider. Delicious. I love those.
Can we start a petition so that we get a location in San Mateo?
Yeah, we need
one. Oh, no, I don't care about that.
Well, I would like one. I would start a petition to get one in Napa.
I don't really care. Now, we're talking.
You guys ain't got one yet, so none of us have a local Dave's Hot Chicken.
There's one in Union City, so it's not too far, but
close enough.
Yeah, but if I can get one right next door, kick my neighbors out and just throw one right there, that'd be great.
I go to the one in Novato, hit the Costco over there sometimes on a drive home, and then, of course, starving at that point, and hit up Dave's Hot Chicken. And I walk right past that Costco hot dog. Not today, Wiener. Stay back. I'm getting Dave's Hot Chicken. It's way better.
I love that.
Wow. The dog.
I'm jealous.
What are the Herberts up to, by the way?
You guys, I had hopes of telling you about the Halloween costumes that we got, and I was going to say, look, we're all ready for Halloween. We got everything. We're all set up. But unfortunately, on our trip to Spirit Halloween yesterday, where I fully intended to take that spooky dookie.
Ew.
The one in Napa, the Spirit Halloween in Napa is in a former, it's either a CVS or a Walgreens or something that went out of business. So I'm confident that they have bathrooms there. That's usually the problem with taking the spooky dookie at Spirit Halloween is that they usually don't have bathrooms. You have to leave it right there in the
aisle.
But
you know what? Even in places where like they do have bathrooms, they don't allow customers to use them. They have it usually blocked off.
You know what I worked at
for? Why does Spirit Halloween hate people taking the spooky dookie?
I don't know. Maybe because so many people did it. They're like, bathrooms, not allowed.
When I worked at Forever 21, somebody did that. And then they put, like, we used to have all the tank tops folded up.
Wait, what?
What do you mean? They left one in the rack of clothes?
They left one somewhere. I heard about it. It wasn't on my shift, thank God, but
it was in our weekly.
We had all the camis, like the $3 camis, like folded up. Well, they got one of the camis, I think, and like put it on top to try to clean it.
Well, at least they made an attempt.
Yeah, maybe, but no, don't use the cloth.
Maybe it was like a dog or something.
No, I heard it was a person.
Not or in people Forever 21. That. That's
people a would, like, code brown on the slide.
Or sometimes I heard, I don't know if this was rumor, they would go number one in the dressing rooms.
What do you mean just on the floor?
I heard. Not that it would happen regularly.
I heard it was in our employee newsletter.
Not that it would happen regularly, but like I heard of instances when it did happen.
Forever 21 did you work at? Jeez. What was the
maybe it was like a baby?
Maybe. Oh, yeah, maybe. Because people, oh, my God, people would also change their baby and then leave the diaper there.
Oh, come on. You don't leave a diaper. Anyways, we were on our way to the Spirit Halloween store yesterday, and our kids got in a massive fight in the back seat. Both of them punched each other, and not in the face, you know, like in there, they were hitting each other. So we are that family that turns that car right around. We don't play. It's like, you guys want to go? You got to be on your best behavior. We're going to go pick out those costumes. And they were all excited. And then they started beating each other up in the backseat. And Kate whipped that car around so fast. And we went straight home. So
that's hilarious.
There are no costumes purchased yet in my
household.
What
do they want to be?
My son usually he likes to just look at all the spooky stuff at Spirit Halloween. And he wants to be one of those things. Last year, he was some Grim Reaper-y looking thing. You know, I don't even know what it's called. And this year, I'm assuming he'll find some other creepy thing that speaks to him. My daughter wants to be, I already forgot the name, somebody from K-pop Demon Hunters.
Is it Suni or no?
Or Nori or something. I don't know.
Sumi?
I don't know. They all sound the same. Somebody from K-pop Demon Hunters, she wants to be that or
Rumi.
A cat. Oh, Rumi. There you go.
That's what I said.
Oh. I don't remember you saying that.
Okay, look.
She wants to be a cat.
If she's one of the K-pop demon hunters, because there's three of them, you and Kate have to be the other two.
Oh, my God, yeah. It's the trio.
Well, as of right now, Kate and I are going to be doing a DIY costume that we are going to make, and it is a couple's costume. So,
of what?
I'm not going to tell you yet.
Why?
You'll have to see it when we take a picture of it.
I'm also DIYing my costume.
Oh my God. Yeah. Are you going to be a bunch of grapes again with a bunch of purple balloons stuck to you? That was stupid.
I forgot about that.
I'm very glad I did that because I got it out of my system, you guys.
That one was terrible.
Why didn't we pop her?
I just didn't even have the heart to do it. It was just so sad looking.
Stop. It was cute.
I forgot about that. What are you, Fruit of the Loom? This is a bunch of grapes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Still listening here with you guys. This is Amir from Utah. I'm working from home, so you know I'm still streaming you guys on the iHeartRadio app.
Nice.
Just wanted to say thank you guys for getting me through my fifth wisdom tooth removal. I stayed awake because no way I was going to pay $500. And I legit almost had a panic attack, but I listened to you guys and got through it. So, thank you. Love you guys. Bye.
There's a few things to unpack there.
So much.
She said her fifth wisdom tooth removal. Does that mean she has gone in five different appointments, or they were removing her fifth wisdom tooth and that she's got a fifth tooth?
I think she had some extra
wisdom teeth. Well, Amira from Utah is very wise. Would you guys ever do that? She said she saved the $500 by not being put under during that procedure, and she stayed awake during it and listened to the JV Show podcast.
Knock me out.
I didn't even know that was an option. They didn't give me that option. They're like, we're putting you under. They took all my four wisdom teeth out at once, and I couldn't imagine being awake for that.
Oh, my God. A
couple of mine were down there pointing the wrong direction. They had to dig around.
And imagine going through that more than once.
Oh, no. You're brave.
What?
You're brave.
That's
psychopath.
They didn't give me that option to stay awake.
But how awesome we were able to help her through that.
Yes. I appreciate you streaming us on the iHeartRadio app.
We were just talking about you taking the kids, almost taking the kids down to the spirit store.
We almost got there until they punched each other and we turned the car around. But I was talking about how my daughter wanted to be a K-pop demon hunter. That or a cat. She wants to be that or a cat. And so we were going to go look for costumes yesterday.
Hey, Graham, Selena, and Jess, good morning. It's Hazel from San Francisco. Bro, Graham, Spirit is not going to have K-pop Demon Hunter costumes. I had to order mine off of, I don't even remember, it was like TikTok Shop or something, like not months ago, beginning of October. So Spirit just has like the wig, so you might have to do a DIY or DIY for that one. Or a cat is cute too. Good luck.
That's going to settle that. She will be a cat this year.
Check out my cat.
Yeah, because I saw a lot of people on TikTok even making their own wigs because I guess the ones that were being sold online sometimes weren't the exact same one as the character.
Interesting. Okay, so cat it is.
Yeah. Have any of you guys watched the full movie yet?
No.
Not in its entirety in one sitting, no.
My daughter put it on this week. I saw about 15 minutes of it and I just fell straight asleep.
So you liked it, then it was good?
Oh, great to take a nap to. Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.